The grant will be split between six organizations that are part of a collaboration called the Community Organized Restoration and Learning, or CORAL, Network. Molly Odell is the Director of Archaeology and Special Projects at the Aleutic Museum in Kodiak, which is a CORAL Network member. She says the funding will support 5 years of outreach and educational programming.
One of the main goals of the project is to do education and outreach related to resources that are affected by the spill in the spill-impacted region.
Aleutic history on the Kodiak Archipelago dates back to more than 7,000 years ago, and relics from native villages and camps are found scattered across the island's coastline. But Odell says many of those sites were damaged from the 1989 spill.
Archaeological resources were impacted by the spill both because some sites and artifacts were oiled and also because there was a lot of looting of archaeological sites during the cleanup.
Odell says properly handling archaeological resources became a part of training for volunteers later on in the cleanup effort. The museum has been the beneficiary of past funding from the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council, and Odell says the latest grant through the CORAL Network will help support the museum's existing archaeology program, including its summer internships.
We're providing training opportunities for interns to learn about archaeology, so they get to do field work and they get to see how the artifacts are cleaned and cataloged and stored in the museum.
Odell says the Aleutic Museum also has plans to print educational materials for community members about what to do if they stumble upon artifacts. She says the museum expects to receive its share of the funding after July 1st. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.